is right. Forget for the hours key. So you got the Chris was working at 10 o'clock here. All right, my apologies. A little technical issue on my end here at the Northern Kia Studios. We got that cleared up. This is how the show works here. If you don't listen on the weekends, you should, because we have a lot of fun. I do an old school talk show, which means you and I have a chance to discuss things. Now, you want to do a drive-by, kind of look at it this way. It's like a bar, okay? And I'm standing at the bar, and you walk up to the bar and say, John, I want to talk a little sports. Now, if you want to just grab a beer and go back, and if you want to say, hey, listen, what do you think of the Falcons this year? I'm going to go back to the table and listen. You can. It's a little odd. I mean, you just bought me a beer because, let's be honest, you're going to buy. We can have a chat. And so that means if you call in and you're on hold for a little while, don't worry. If you're on hold, you'll get on the air, 404-726-0929, and you could disagree with me. I might disagree back, but we're not going to be disagreeable. That's all I ask. You know, it's okay that we have debate, you know, of what you think. Now, having said that, I think I'm setting myself up again for failure, all right? If you had put me in a Wayback Machine, okay, and you take me back to 1977, okay, and it's my senior year at Lithonia High, okay, and that's the old school in downtown Lithonia off Soundstone Mountain. Well, it's Main Street there, but
yeah, that's where I got my haircut a couple of days last week over there near Max Cleland.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And so, this is way before the new high school. And anyway, if you had told me then that I would have had this career that I've had, I would have, yeah, right. Because I was not, this was not in my front window at all in my senior year in high school. And yet, a year after I left high school, this is what I was doing for a living. And I had no idea I was going to do this. It just sort of fell into my lap. I had fully intended to join the Air Force, and I fully intended to become an attorney. That was everything I wanted to do, was become an attorney. Okay. So that's why I like to debate, because I was always going to be, you know, I wanted to go to law school and become an attorney, and it was my thing. Okay. So that's why I debate a little bit. But I also, in debating, I'm not an attorney, obviously. I just play one on the radio. But I do make arguments in favor of sometimes, well, let me ask Oren, because Oren, you've known me a long time, right? And it's fair, Oren, if you answer this question, yes, okay? Do you think that I'm like semi-delusional sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think I am too.
there is an optimism that borders on delusional sometimes, John, yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Like for you, John, the glass is, it's never half full. It's always full.
Yeah, because I want titles.
Yeah,
I've only had a couple.
It's never half full with John Freaky. The glass is perpetually full.
You know, I mean, I want to win. I just do. I tell you right now, when I played, and I played baseball up to junior college, and then I had a bad car accident, and that's why I'm doing this. Because I had a bad car accident. Now, that's neither, I'm not going to have to bore you with a story as to how I fell into this because of the car accident. But anyway, that's what happened in my baseball career. And which it would have, by the way, my baseball career would have ended in single A anyway, because I went to a double A game up in Chattanooga. I went to a single A game. I'm in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm watching single A ball, and I'm like, yeah, I could play this. And then I got to double A, boys and girls, the leap from single A to double A. I went to double A and watched Chet. I went, oh, yeah, I'm not doing this. No, suddenly we got 95-mile-an-hour heaters, and they're breaking it off halfway through. Okay, I'm done. I was like, okay, I think I'm done. So, but anyway, I get a little delusion because of the fact that I see what I see. And what I see is, on paper, and that's all it is, because until you play the games, right? Because nobody can know. On paper, the Falcons look like they're a pretty damn good team. Now, you want to argue to me that there's a question about head coaching? Sure. Was there a question about defensive coordinator? Well, I hope we solved it. Is there a question about, a young quarterback? Yeah. But I love what I see, and I think he's only going to get better as the season goes along. And I admit a little bias here, because I've watched this young man play football for now the last 6 years. This will be the seventh year I've watched Michael Penix play football, because I watched him all the way back in his freshman year at Indiana, because my wife is a Hoosier fan, and he played his first 3 years at IU. And so I watched him single-handedly beat Penn State. I mean, literally single-handedly beat Penn State, just by himself. And so I went, oh, God, this guy can play. And then he transfers to UW, and Kalen DeBoer, who was his offensive coordinator at IU, changes him into a pocket quarterback. I went, I don't know if that'll work. It sure did. This guy can play. And they had the best running back room in the league. They have the best quarterback room in the league. I mean, that's number one, okay? Number one quarterback room, number one running back room in the entire NFL, okay? They still, even without McGarry, have a top eight offensive line. They've got a Pro Bowl wide receiver. They've got a tight end that you hate, but everybody else in the NFL loves. The Chiefs were, hey, can we get him? The Eagles are like, hey, can we get him? I mean, those are the big teams asking for him, right? So if James Harris Jr. is what I think we think he is, I think we're looking at, are we not, we are looking at James Harris Jr. But is this John, like John Abraham? No, I know he has to do it on the field. But he's going to draw a lot of dumb teams, because the other team is going to find out real fast that he is a problem, even as a rookie. And that's going to free up guys to not be double teamed. Like, I don't know. So they're going to go, hey, we got a pass rush. Yeah. So I like to think that, you know, the team is going to be a 10-win team. I'm not sitting here blowing smoke up your skirts. They're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going 15-2. No, no, no. There's going to be some ups and downs during the year. But I think that this team is certainly the best team in the NFC South, in my opinion. National media doesn't think so, but national media comes out. I tweeted it out. I don't know if you saw that tweet, Oren. There was one. It was NFL.com. They asked two of their experts. One had the Falcons at 8-9, the other at 6-11. I'm like, hey, yay. Really? We're worse? We're two games worse than the team last year? Oren, do you think that this team on paper right now, the one you're seeing going into Tampa, is two games worse than last year?
I don't think they're two game worse. Like, even though you don't know what you have on defense yet with the rookies and new guys, I still think that you not knowing is better than what you had the year before.
Yeah, that's kind of where I fall too. I don't know. Am I delusional, or what do you guys think? 404-726-0929. I know it's not really kosher for a host to ask. You know, you and I kind of, we know each other through the radio, right? And this dude's asking if he's delusional. I really need to know if I am. Because, yes, I know, I get it. You know, shame on me. Fool me once, you know, fool me twice. Fool me, well, how many times? 34 times. You know, shame on me. Okay, I get it. But at the same time, you know, occasionally a team in town will surprise me. Okay, and this is my 51st year of watching Atlanta sports intently. 51. And over those 51 years of Braves and Falcons and Hawks and Flames and Thrashers and Chiefs and United, occasionally a team will surprise me. I was really surprised, for example, by the Braves in 2021. I did not have them winning winning the World Series that year. I was surprised by Atlanta United. I didn't think that Atlanta United would form a brand new team and by year two would dominate the league and win the cup. I didn't expect that. I thought that this year the Braves are actually going to be pretty good. And look at this. I bought into Miggy returning for Atlanta United, and I thought, hey, you know, they may be pretty good. They got this Latte Lath guy. They got the Ronnie Dyla coach. Hey, this is good. You know, okay. Man. So there are occasions where I'm absolutely stone cold wrong. But I had limited expectations. People say, well, didn't you think that they were going to make the playoffs each year with Arthur Smith? My answer is yes. Well, then you're delusional. Really? Because do you know that each year with Arthur Smith, we went to Christmas and beyond. Beyond Christmas, every one of those 3 years, still alive to win the division. Beyond, it wasn't like we were eliminated in week 10 or week 8. No, they were still alive at the end of the year. Okay? They were still alive. And that was based on the fact the division was no good. And I thought, well, all you got to do is be average, and I think they're average. Now the division still is like not really all that good because, you know, Swampers suck, which is pretty good for us. But, you know, Carolina's not really good. But the Bucks are okay. But everybody thinks the Bucks are wildly better than the Falcons. I'm like, did you guys miss last year where the Falcons beat them twice? Did you guys miss that the Falcons might actually be better this year? Yeah, but they just lost Caleb McGarry, and you know that's going to cost them 3 wins a year because they just lost their right tackle. Really? Did you downgrade the Bucks 3 wins a year when they lost their Hall of Fame left tackle, Tristan Wirfs, for the year in the offseason? Did you downgrade them 3 wins? Did you? I'm just asking. Asking for a friend here. They lost their Hall of Fame tackle for the year. Did you downgrade them 3 wins? No, Caleb McGarry, though, we're going to die. Oh, so Caleb McGarry is far, far better than... Okay, I got you. All right, I'm rolling with you. 404-726-0929. Do you want to be delusional and get slapped in the face, or do you think the Falcons are actually going to be pretty good? All right, I'm also going to ask a college football question of all y'all. Are you nervous if you're a Georgia fan? Or do you got this? Are you nervous if you're a Tech fan going into Colorado, or do you got this? Are you nervous as a Tennessee fan that you're going to maybe we've reached peak Heupel? Is there a Bama fan? Are you nervous that you're really back? Just kind of curious. Ohio State fan, you nervous about a new quarterback? You scared of Texas? I'm just wondering. Love to talk to all the college football fans out there. Call me about your team. Let's talk about your team. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.